Alleged carjacker flees after being shot twice by would-be victim. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 23, 2019. An alleged carjacker in New Orleans fled the scene after being shot twice by his would-be victim. 4WWL reports that a 35-year-old man was sitting in his car around 9:15 p.m. when an armed suspect allegedly approached to steal the car. The suspect allegedly pointed a gun at the driver, demanding he give up his car, and the driver responded by pulling his own gun and shooting the suspect twice. The suspect ran off into the night. Bearing Arms reports that the suspect was neither located nor identified. On January 12, 2017, a New York Times editorial took a position against expanding the opportunities for citizens to be armed for self-defense. The paper claimed, "The grim truth is that concealed carry permit holders are rarely involved in stopping crime." Ironically, on that very day, a concealed carry permit holder in Arizona saved the life of a state trooper who was wounded and under attack on the side of Highway I-10. On September 15, 2018, Breitbart News reported Vice's more general claim that good guys with a gun do not really exist. Vice's story came the week after a father shot and killed the carjacker trying to steal a vehicle in which a 5-year-old was sitting and a Memphis resident used a gun to defend himself against 3 home intruders, killing one. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.